The holiday season is in full swing, and this is a time for a lot of us to take stock of the year and express gratitude for the good people and the good things in our lives. So with that in mind, we wanted to chat with NPR podcast hosts and ask them this simple question: what gave them joy this year, especially if it was unexpected? So joining us are Jean Demby and Shireen Marisol Meraji, hosts of the NPR Code Switch podcast. Jean, Shireen, welcome. Thank you so much for being
with us. Hey,
Michelle,
thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So who wants to go first? What gave you life this year? Well, let's do ladies first.
Okay. I have been working a ton, and I realized that I didn't have any work-life balance going on and that I needed more exercise. So I signed up for this basic dance fitness class, which I thought was going to be like Zumba. And the dance instructor comes out, and she goes, "Okay, everybody, you're in a dance hall class." And I was like, oh, I've never done dance hall dancing ever.
Ever. Not even like at a party.
Well, like in the club.
Yeah, right.
But like not in a class. And I didn't know.
And it was dark
the
there. So.
Right.
Exactly.
No mirrors.
And I was not smack in the middle of the class.
Right.
And it was too late to walk out. And I took the most joyful and amazing dance class that I have ever taken.
You said this is your church now, Shireen.
This is totally my church. It was so diverse. It was like women in their early 20s to women in their mid-60s. I kid you not. It was incredible. The community spirit, everything.
Jean, what about you?
February 4th, 2018, my beloved I'm wearing the Philadelphia Eagles hat right now.
You sure are. You sure are. You got it tilted just
so. Always wearing that hat.
Yes.
So the Eagles at that point had been I think they were the oldest NFL franchise that had never won a Super Bowl. And it is the city's team, right? Like, it is the one team that everyone in the city roots for. I actually went home to Philadelphia to watch Super Bowl. My now fiance, well, I guess that should be my most joyful thing, is that I got engaged this year.
Oh, busted.
She was like, look, if the Eagles win the Super Bowl, who knows when that'll happen again? You should go home and just go back to Philly and watch it in Philly. And it was amazing. Like, as soon as Tom Brady got the strip sack in the fourth quarter, late in the fourth quarter, and he fumbled, all the people just rushed out into the street.
It was almost a year ago now. It's almost time for the next one. Almost. And this has given you joy all year.
Yes.
That's awesome.
The big thing is, like, my mom and I have always shared this thing. She, like, taught me about football. She taught me about the Eagles, right? And it's funny just because, like, football, the NFL in particular, is, like, becoming harder and harder to justify, you know? Like, it's a very fraught fandom.
Mm-hmm.
And I was glad I got to share that with my mom, you know, like, while she's still with us, right? And while it's a thing that I can still justify.
That's so deep. So is there something that you can kind of pass on to the rest of us? If some people aren't football fans, some people can't dance.
I think for me, it was the challenge of trying something new that brought me joy. And I don't do that as much now that I'm getting older.
I think the thing that binds all communities, right, is like the sense of like shared something, right? And I think we don't have a lot of that in America right now in a lot of places. But I think there's something to having a communal experience that is joyful.
That's Jean Demby and Shireen Marisol Meraji. You can hear more from them on the NPR Code Switch podcast. Jean, Shireen, thank you so much for joining us. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Oh, my gosh.
Get busy. Just shake that booty.
This is like looking at this video hurts.
Everybody watch that video. That's what I was doing in that dance hall class.
Crazy.
You get life on the rhythm of my ride, and my lyrics up about electricity. Girl, nobody can do.